Okay, welcome to our first day of Daf Shavua. Here we go. We start with Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, Amar Aleph. That's Daf 16. So after we went through talking about four different types of Rosh Hashanahs, that's what the Mishnah spoke about until now. So now we're going to investigate what it means that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, which is very apropos to the holidays we just had. So Arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon. The world is judged in four time frames. Pesach al Tfua, Pesach on the grains, Atzeres al Peres Ilan, Shavuos on the fruits of the tree. Rosh Hashanah is a time when Kol Boy Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Maran. All the people pass before Hashem like sheep. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hayotzer Yachad Libam, Hamevinas Kol El Kol Maseim Tehillim, who fashions all their thoughts together, who understands all their deeds. That's what the Pasuk means. That's the day when Hashem reckons all their thoughts. So the Gemara wants to analyze. We said on Pesach we're judged for the grains. So hateful, which grains? Ilema hotvua dekaima, the grains that are already standing and ready to be reaped. Kol hani charpaski, all those things that already happened to them, the adwala that happened to it until now. Emas idun, when was that judged? Ella, rather, when we ask for the grains, we're talking about the next ones, the stuff hatvua demizdara, the stuff that's going to be sown in the future. Lameimra, is this trying to tell us the chad dina misdana, that the grains are just judged one time a year? Batanya, I have a brisa that goes against that. It says tvua she'ira bokeri, grains that happen to it, some type of accident or some type of cause from heaven, you know, like a hail shower or something. Or onus, or some type of incident that happened to it, a mishap by human hands, like soldiers came through. Kodem Pesach, if that happened before Pesach, then nidonis l'sha'avar, it's judged that it happened to it because of the previous Pesach. Now, if something happened to it la'achar Pesach, after Pesach, then it's judged, the gzar din, is what will happen nidonis l'haba, on the next Pesach, after it's being planted. So too, an adam she'era bokeri, a person that had some type of incident, you know, some type of emission from Shemayim, a onus, or some type of thing that happened to him from human hands, if it happened kodem liyom kippur, and before Yom Kippur, then it's Nidon Belashala Avar, from the past Yom Kippur. And if this happened after Yom Kippur, then you know whatever happened to you was a symptom of the Yom Kippur that's coming, right? That's coming. Nidon Belahaba, going forward. So Amar Rava Shmamina Trei Dine Mizdana. We learn from this brisa that tfua, grains, at the end of the day, are judged twice. One before the seeds are planted, and one after, next to the harvest itself. So Amar Abai comes along and says, Hilkach, there is on grains two dinim. Ki chazi inish de mitzlach zari afla, when a person sees in the month of Shvat or Adar that their stuff is doing well, their seeds are growing well, so likti velizra, quickly come and try to get more in and take advantage of this great season. In churpa, and the stuff in the second, you know, you'll get it in quickly, ki ad demati lemedaina, so that it's able before the next Pesach comes, Kadim Vesalich, already that good fortune is going to be gone. So get it in quick. So Mani Masnisan, who is the author of our Mishnah? It's not Rab Meir, and it's not Rab Yehuda. Lo Rab Yossi, and not Rabbi Nosson. It's not either of those four. We'll see why it can't be those four. It's actually going to be a fifth individual. Tanya, Ala Kol Midonim Rosh Hashanah. Everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzar Din Shalahem Nechtam B'Yom Kippurim. And the final conclusion is sealed in Yom Kippur, Div Rab Meir. Rab Yehuda says, everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzar Din is signed for each and every one bizmano, in their own time. Bepesach alatvua. So, for example, Pesach is the sealed din for grains. Atzeres is the sealed din for peros. The Shavuos is for fruits. Ha'ilan of the tree. And Chag Sukkos is nidonim alamayim, is judged for the water. Adam and humans are judged by Rosh Hashanah. V'gzar din shelo nechtam, and their gzar din is sealed by Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Yossi says Adam nidon b'choyam, he's judged every day, as it says v'tifkedenu livukarim, right? That they will go through like a type of test. You inspect every morning, is what it means. So Rabbi Nosson says Adam nidon b'chol shah. A person is judged every moment, as it says, Shenemar l'ragoyim tivchanenu. Every moment you inspect the person. So, not one at a time fits with our Mishnah. Because v'chitem, if you want to say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yudahi, the din is in Rosh Hashanah, and the gzar din is four different times of the year. So, kiktani mas nisan, when our Mishnah said, in four times the world is judged, that was going on the gzar din. Well, that's a problem. Because the Mishnah says, though, the din on Rosh Hashanah for humans. So how could that be? He holds the Gzar Din for humans on Yom Kippur. So it can't be him. Rather, let's try Rava. No, hi, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rava says, rather, our Mishnah is like Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Shita. It's a fifth Shita. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Ba'arba Prokamal, then four times the world is judged. Pesach on the grains, Shvuis on the fruits of the tree, Chag Nidon Amayim, Sukkis is judged on the water, and humans are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzar Din Shalo, and his fate is sealed on Yom Kippurim. So now, what do you do with the fact it said, Chik Tani Masnisan, Ba'arba Prokamal, Ola Nidon? That's referring to the Tchilas Din, the beginning of a human judgment. But the Din is sealed on Yom Kippurim, and that's Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Fits perfectly. Okay, so now let's explore Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi mean when he said a person is judged every day? So the reason is Kedika Amar Tama. He himself gave the reason. It says it in a pasuk, V'tiv Kedenu Livakarim, and you'll check them in the morning. So Anan Hachi Karminan. This is what we think it means. Anan Hachi Karminan. My time lo amar Rabbi Nosson. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi does not say like Rabbi Nosson that a person is judged at all times? If it's because bechina, that he understands this investigating, this bechina that Rabbi Nosson learned, is iyune ba'alma, is just a looking into his actions and not din. So then what do you do with the part of the pasuk that says pekida, where we're learning from? That should also be the same thing, iyune ba'alma, that God is investigating, but not that there's any judgment he. Ela amar Rav Chisda, rather Rav Chisda says, time of Rabbi Yossi, this is the reason Rabbi Yossi, mehacha. It says, la'asot mishpat avdo, u'mishpat amo Yisrael, davar yom beyomo, each and every day. Right? That's in Mishpatim, right? So what that, I'm sorry, Malachim, that's in Malachim. So what that means is follows, that a person is, the ultimate point is to do judgment each and every day. You see, it's a daily thing. So Amar Rav Chisda, something else you can learn from that pasuk, because it says, Mishpat Avdo u Mishpat Amo Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first judges the Melech Vitzibor. Meaning, he judges Melech Vitzibor. Melech Nichnas Tchiladin. The judge, the king, goes first into judgment. Only afterwards the Tzibor stands before God in judgment. As it says, Lasut Mishpat Avdoz. You do the Mishpat of your servant, which is reference to the king. Right, Shlomo HaMelech is actually a reference here, Rashi says. And Mishpatamo Yisrael is afterwards. So my time, what's the reason? Ibo Yisema Kazlav Orech Aretz, not Derech Eretz, Lemes of Malka Avrai, to have the king sitting outside the court while you're with the Tzibor. Or Ibo Yisema, alternatively, it's Adif to judge the king first. Mikmei Delefu Shcharan Af, before there's a huge buildup of anger about the sins of the Tzibor. And Chas V'Shalom, it'll be taken out on the king, on God's beloved. So Amar Rav Yosef, come on, which one of the Tanaim that we mentioned, Matzlina Ha'idna, that we pray nowadays every day for the Scholem and the Amrai, the Talmidei Chachamim, for them we daven every day. So who's that like? That's like Rav Yosef, who says you daven every day because you don't know what day the person could go. Or Ibai Yisema, I could even say the idea for davening for the success of a Talmid Chacham or a person to get better is Rabbanan. And even though it's already the Gzar Din, we still daven like per Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yafet Tzaka La'adam, crying out in tefillah for a person, Ben Kodim Gzar Din, Ben La'achar Gzar Din. It could be torn up, whether before Gzar Din or after, you could rip the Gzar Din. It's always good for a human being. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mipneima Amra Torah, Heviot Omer. You see, once the Mishnah mentioned the four times the world is judged, so the Gemara is going to bring now an Indian in terms of the Omer and the different times to the bringing the offerings. So, the basic idea in each holiday. So Yisrael used to bring the Minchas HaOmer. The Minchas HaOmer was the mitzvah to offer the Korban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. It was taken from a large quantity of barley, reaped after nightfall the following of the first day of Pesach. So Mipnei Amra Torah Vio Omer B'Pesach, Mipnei Shepesach Zmanatu, because Pesach is very much a time of grains. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Heviu Lufanai HaOmer B'Pesach, Kedei, bring before me Omer on Pesach, so that you should be zocha to have your bracha in your tefuah shebesadas. They used it as an anchor to be able to get more blessing in their produce, in their grains. Mipneima amra Torah. Why did the Torah say to Yisrael, "Hey, view shtei lechem, bring your shtei lechem on Shavuos"? The shtei lechem was the communal korban on Shavuos. It was two loaves of chametz bread. One was given to the Kohen Gadol, one divided among the Kohanim. So why do you do that then? So we say, Mipnei Atzeres Zman Peres Ilan, because Shavuos is the time of the fruits of the tree, and God said, Heviu Lefanai Shtei Alechem Atzeres, bring before me the two breads on Shavuos, Kedei Yisbarchu Lehem Peres Ilan, so the fruits of your tree will be bountiful. Umipnei Ma Amra Torah Nischu Mayim B'chag, why did the Torah tell the Jewish people to do their water libations on Sukkos? Because Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, because God says to Israel, Nischu Mayim B'chag, you put it out, because Nischu Lefanai Mayim B'chag, bring before me water on Sukkos, Kedei Shiyisparchu Lechem Gishmi Hashanah, because that's the time when you add Moshe Baruch Merida Geshem. So I want to bless that there'll be lots of Geshamim this year. So V'amru Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Malchus Chanash, and you say before me, Imru Lefanai, say before me on Rosh Hashanah the Psukim of Malchus, kingship, Zichronus, remembrance, and Shofrus. The psukim of Malchios, Kedei Shetamluchuni Alechem, so you should coronate me upon you. Zichronos, so that you should remember, recall me, then I'll recall what you've done. Kedei Shiala Zichrochem Lefanel, so that the memory of you will stand before me for good. V'kama, and how do you do that? You do the uba, sorry, not kama, uba ma, and what do you do it with? Ba shofar. You do it with a shofar. Why do you blow dafka with the shofar of a youth? So the Gemara says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, tiku lefane b'shofar shall I blow before me the shofar of an isle. Kidei she'eskor lachem es akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. So that I'll recall the akeda of Yitzchak ben Avram. That's because an aisle was used in its stead. I'll consider it, I'll reckon it, as do yourselves, offered yourselves before me. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Tokim Rosh Hashanah, why do you blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah? Lama Tokim? Rachmana Martiku. The Torah said to blow the shofar. Ela Lama Marian, why do we blow the Trua noise? Marian Rachmana says, the Torah did say Trua, because it said, Zichron Trua. Ela, what Rabbi Yitzchak meant to ask is, Lama Tokim Marian, why do we have a set of Tekiyas and Trua before Musaf when they're sitting? It's called the Tekiyas to Miyushav. We don't really sit now, but it means the sitting before the Shemona Esrei, it said, itself. So, V'token Umoring Shemona, and then we do it again once they're standing, either during Musaf or after. So the Gemara says, Kedei La'arbe V'Satan. We do it to confuse the Satan. When he hears how much Yisrael loves the mitzvahs, they want more, right? Then it really throws him off. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak says, cool, here's a few teachings now from Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol Shana She'ein Token Lo B'Tchila. Any year that we don't blow the shofar at the beginning of it, Marian B'Shofar is going to end up being a year that we're going to fast and have to blow out the crying sounds of the shofar because of the tzaras that are going to happen Lo B'Sofa at the end. The Gemara then says, my time, what's the reason? Delola Arbev HaSatan. So the reason is because we never confused the Satan, and therefore he couldn't get in his way, and therefore we messed that part up. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shana Sherusha B'Tchilasa Mis Asheres B'Sofa. Any year that there's noise at the beginning, meaning, noise of tefillah, noise of, good sounds, good things, their mitasheres besofa is going to become wealthy in the end. Shneamar says mereshis hashana, not mereshis, mamerashis hashana, from the noise of the year. Vad achris, until the end, sheish l'achris, there is a good end. Amar Rav Yitzchak, another teacher Rav Yitzchak, ein danan es adam elofi matzah shol seshal. You only judge a person based on where they are at that time. You don't judge them for future, no pre-crime. Shneamar says kisham elokim es kol hanar basher husham, as we know by Yishmal, that God listened to the lad as he was there in his place. He didn't look at the way he was going to be in many years from now. Amar Rav Yitzchak, shlosh edvar maskir shol adam. Three things recall before God the sins of a person. Eluhem, these are them. One who stands, passes underneath a kir natui, a wall that's falling in. This is not heebie-jeebies. This is, he's living his life on the line that the wall could fall on him. So God has to go through all his account to see if he deserves to stay alive. Eon Tfila, he's like so confident in his davening. Umoser din, and one who gives a din achver shemayim, one who Dafka wants his friend to be punished. So the Amar Reb Chanan kolamos din chavero, anyone who tries to accuse someone to shemayim about a friend who nenesh tchila, can be punished first. It says shenemar v'tomer sarah el avram chamasi alecha, and it says yishbat Hashem beini ubeinecha, that Sarah ultimately judges Avram, and it says v'yavo Avram lispot Sarah livklosa. Avram came, even though he was the older one, he came to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. He buried her. Amar Rav Yitzchak, arba dvar mikroim gzardinu shel adam. Four things tear up the gzardin of a person. Eluhem, these are them. We know tzedakah, crying, giving tzedakah, tzaka, crying out, shinu Hashem, changing our names, v'shinu hamaisa, doing tshuva, changing our behaviors. Right, so the Gemara then says, tzedakah, the makor for tzedakah, The makor for tzedakah is being able to change a din, because if tzedakah tatzel ma, tzedakah saves you from death. Tzaka crying out says v'yitzaku el Hashem batzarlim mitzuko seim yotzim. It takes them out from their narrow straits. Shinoi Hashem, changing their name, is the makor, because it says dechtiv sarai ishtecha lo tikrat shma sarai ki sara shma uksiv, and then it says v'rachti ota, I blessed her v'gam natati mimena lecha ben, and I gave to her a from you to her a child. Shinoi ma'isa, changing your actions, because it says v'yara lekim et maseim. Right, and God saw their way, that they returned from their bad ways. And then it says, V'yinachem elukim alara asher dibel sal masa. And he regretted the bad which he said he was going to do and did not do. V'yeshamrim, even shinoi makam, changing your place, rips up the gzar din. Dechtiv says, V'yomar Hashem al Avram, lech lecha meretz, go from your land. V'hadr v'eschel agoy gadol. Idach, Rav Yitzchak, who did not bring a mention of makam, rips up the gzar din. He holds this pasuk is not a proof. You know why? Because that was the schus of Eretz Yisrael that was helping him. It's not about changing your place. It was the schutz of Yisrael who dahanyalei was benefiting him. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Bregel. A person is obligated to greet the face of their Rebbe on Yontif, as it says, Madua Atolach Deilav Hayom Lochurish Velo Shabbos. Where the husband of the Shunamis, there was a Shunamis woman who wanted to go bring a special favor to the prophet Elisha for the great deeds that he'd done for her. So he said to her, why don't you wait to go on Rosh Chodesh, not Shabbos? You see, on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, one should go. He's saying, why are you go visiting him now? Why not then? So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Chayav Adam Latar Satzma Beregel. A person is obligated to matar himself, Beregel, Erev Yontif. So Shenamar, it says, V'nivla Sam Lotigaw, it says, Uvenivla Sam, and their carcass you shall not touch, right? And that pasuk is talking about Yontif. So you can't touch the carcass, of an animal. Tanra mihachi wonsam in a brisa uvenivla sam lo to go. The pasuk that says you shall not touch the nivela, yachul yusam zarim om the ganivela. You might think that Jews are warned not to touch dead carcasses. Well, tamalomar, tell the kohanim b'nei Aaron, lenefesh lo yatama be'amav. So you see, in terms of tumas meis, b'nei Aaron amusarin, touching dead bodies, the children of Aaron have to be careful. Kohanim are not allowed to touch dead bodies. B'nei Yisrael amusarin, Jews are allowed to touch dead bodies, meaning Yisraelim. So it's a kal v'chomer. Tumah of a dead body, which is so chamura, kohanim are warned, and Yisrael ainu nizarim. But tumah kala, but touching a dead carcass, which is lighter, lo kol shekein, of course, certainly a Yisrael is allowed to touch it. So what does it mean, do not touch the carcasses in the pasuk? Elamat tamid lomar, uven nivlosam lo tigo. It must be talking about beregel on Yontif, that there's a special level of tahara a Jew must have going into Yontif. Amar Rav Kruspadai. Rav Kruspadai says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha svarim niftachim Rosh Hashanah. Three books are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishayim Gemurim, one for Rishayim Gemurim, meaning people who are majority sin. Echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one book for the fully righteous, meaning majority mitzvahs. Ve'echad shel Beinonim, and the people who are half-half. Tzadikim Gemurim are written and sealed la'altar, immediately. L'chayim, for life. Rishayim Gemurim and Nechtam are written and Nechtam la'altar l'misa, are signed immediately for death. The Beinonim, all of us, Tuluyim v'omdim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are all suspended and wait from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, that's Seres Mei Tshuva. If we're Zochen do Tshuva Nechtav L'chaim, if not Zochen Nechtav L'misa. Amr Rebbe Yochanan Maikra, what does it mean when it says Yemachu Mesefer Chaim and Tzikim Al Ketrevu? So this is the proof. This is the proof where we learn it from. When it says that David wanted his enemies should wipe him out from the Sefer of life, that Tzadikim should not be written. Yemachu Mesefer, that's the Sefer and Shal Rishayim Gemurim. Chaim is the Sifra and Shal Tzadikim, the book of the Tzadikim. Ve'im Tzadikim al Yekasevu, that's the Sifra and Shal Beinonim. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, we learn it from here, from Hacha. It says, by Moshe Rabbeinu ve'im Ayin, I mean, if you're not going to spare the Jewish people when they worship the golden calf, then Mecheinina Misfarecha Asher Kasavta, wipe me out from the book which you wrote. Mecheinina, wipe me out, that's referring to the Sifra and Shal Rishayim, the book of the wicked. Misfarecha, that's the Svarim of the Tzadikim. Asher Kasavta, that's the Sifra of the Beinonim. Satanya Beit Shammai says Shlosh Kisos Hein Liyom Adin. There are three, groups on Yom Adin when you bring back the dead. One of the full tzaddikim gemurim, one of the rishayim gemurim, and one of the benernis. Tzaddikim gemurim were nechtavim nechtam la'altel chayalam. They were written immediately olam haba. Rishayim gemurim nechtam nechtam la'altel gehenim. They were written immediately to gehenim. As it says, v'rabim miyashne adma safer yakitzu. They'll wake up. Eil l'chaya olam. The eil l'charfas. One for great eternal life, and one for denigri, legitimate for a terrible life. The benernis though, they yor de gehenim. They go to gehenim, and we will continue next week.